Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信，来达到学习地道英文的效果。那么今天的短信呢，是关于我和朋友在讨论去玩的一些经历。首先我来读一下。
Dang, you've got to try hard to get back on the regular sleep schedule for school. I remember the time change messed me up when I was in Spain. Huh, Spain? I definitely will go there next year. I'd go to Barcelona, then take a bullet train to Madrid. It's what I did and worked out pretty good. Oh, ha, we're different.Because I probably go there from Paris, since that's the place I study.
好，那这我们来这个接下来逐条分析。朋友说 ，You've got to try hard to get back on the regular sleep schedule for school. 就是说，你需要很努力才能回来正常的学校生物钟。某段时间流行的鸡汤说，这个你需要很努力才能回才能怎么样，对吧？比如说，你需要很努力才能取得好成绩，那这个就可以怎么翻译
？You've got to try hard. You've got to try hard to get good grades.
这里的这个 got 就是 got to 的意思 ，have to 的意思，表示必须要。
I remember the time change messed me up when I was in Spain. Mess somebody up
就是说让人很崩溃，相当于我们这个常说的 devastated。Mental breakdown 前者呢多用于某事举例子
Receiving bad grades on this final messes me up
考得很差收到考得很差的成绩单搞得我很崩溃那后两者呢这个多用于人为主语比如说
I'm experiencing a mental breakdown right now
我现在有点崩溃紧接着我回复
I definitely will go there next year
我明年肯定会去西班牙的。那 DEF 是一个 definitely 的缩写。然后他回复我
，I'd go to Barcelona and then take a bullet train to Madrid。
这里要注意啊，前半句是一个虚拟语气，省略 If I were you, I would go。就是说这个 I would go， 就是说他给我建议，他要是我的话，他会先去巴塞罗那，然后坐个高铁去马德里。然后后面他又补充
It's what I did
就是说我就是这么干的
It worked out pretty good
事实证明很成功
Work out
发展得很好进展得顺利比如说
This program worked out pretty well
这个项目进展得很顺利或者你建议这个你去做某事然后你去做了发现效果并不好你就可以说
It didn't work out
就是说没有成功或者效果不好的意思最后呢就是说我从巴黎去我们的情景有点不太一样我和这个我朋友情景有点不太一样那总结第一个
You've got to try hard to do something
你必须要很努力才能怎么怎么样的意思
第二个 Mess somebody up
让人很崩溃第三个
DEF 是一个 definitely 的缩写
然后第四个 work out 就是发展的好，这个进展顺利的意思。
All right, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.